Ben Shapiro.
Oh, God. No.
I don't have a problem with you, Paul. What's your problem with me, Paul?
Yeah, Ben Shapiro. The only thing worse than that last story is having to even look at Ben Shapiro's face.
I have a glorious face, TJ. Thank you.
Conservative commenter Ben Shapiro thinks same-sex couples should not be allowed to adopt. His reasoning includes the fact that Mother's Day and Father's Day are different holidays.
He's also anti-abortion,
we don't have the same-sex day, do we, TJ? We have a mother, we have a father, TJ.
So look at the double-dipped, double-decker fucking shit sandwich he's feeding children. Number one, no abortion, so you get to be born to parents that don't want you. Number two, adoption agencies can't give you to a family that would love you and take care of you. You got to stay in the fucking orphanage. What a compassionate fucking ideology you've got, Yarmulke boy.
He's awesome.
Also, Paul, let's take a listen. Detention centers are summer camps.
Maybe he's got a really good fucking rationale for this.
I'm sure he does.
Let's hear it.
What are your thoughts on adoption in the States? Well, adoption needs to be made much easier. Right now,
for gays.
But states are basically cracking down on adoption agencies if those adoption agencies have religious backgrounds. And we've seen adoption agencies in places like Massachusetts actually shut down if they prefer to hand a baby over to a traditional male-female couple as opposed to a same-sex couple. So Catholic charities have shut down.
They've been shut down. The government's come in and literally been like, we're shutting you down, and all these orphans are going to go to the incinerator.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Adoption services in Massachusetts because of this. Now, I think that there is a perfectly secular, rational case for handing a baby over to a male and a female, because I don't think that males and females are the same. I don't think fathers and mothers are the same, which is why every single Father's Day and Mother's Day, I make the same joke on Twitter.
I think there's a perfectly rational case that a child is better off in a household with two people that love it than sitting in a fucking orphanage.
Good idea. I mean,
dipshit.
Seems reasonable to me.
When are you going to admit that the traditional nuclear mom and dad leave it to beaver family don't exist anymore, and that two people loving a kid is pretty much the best that a kid can fucking hope for nowadays? You dipshit.
Listen to this. He's about to make this compelling fucking argument about Mother's Day and Father's Day, though.
Oh, okay.
Listen up. Be open-minded, Paul. Be open-minded.
Oh, my mind
every single Father's
blown
Day
wide
and Mother's
open.
Day, I make the same joke on Twitter. Uh-huh. It's a running joke, uh-huh. And it is happy second legal guardian of unspecified gender day.
It doesn't get funnier than that. It don't get. I don't care who you are. That shit's funny, boy.
Holy shit,
I tweet,
man!
That zinger out every year, guys.
Every year.
The right sure can meme.
The joke that's so fucking good that it's just annual, man. I love it.
Happy Attack Helicopter Day.
Oh, it's too fucking good.
Knee slapper. It's a knee slapper.
I actually found out more about this, TJ, if you want to know. So Catholic charities in Buffalo represent another example in a disturbing trend towards driving out faith-based agencies from America's child welfare system entirely.
No.
A trend that could cause...
So what happened to the kids? They go to another adoption agency?
So Catholic charities place children in homes with both a father and mother in accordance with Catholic teaching of marriage and family.
Which means that if they can't find a family that fits that criteria, the children get to live in a Catholic orphanage, which, as you can imagine, is probably amazing.
Unfortunately, the state now considers the belief to be discriminatory against LGBT individuals.
I mean, look,
it's discriminatory against the children!
New York issued an ultimatum, Paul. Abandon your beliefs or quit your ministry. Catholic charities is unable to comply with these rules and now must shut down, leaving the state with even fewer agencies to meet.
Unable to comply with these rules?
Yes.
That's bullshit.
Perfectly able. Unwilling.
They are unwilling to comply with those rules.
You would rather keep the kids in your weird little Catholic torture house than give them to a family that loves them. Just say it.
No, fuck these people. That's ridiculous.
It's disgusting. And you know what else is disgusting? How little the rights of the children sitting in these orphanages and foster homes is even mentioned in these news stories and his coverage.
Yeah, it's all about, it's LGBT discrimination. Well, it's like,
liberty.
That's secondary. The primary thing that you should be concerned about here is that a child that could be placed in a home it's not happening because of some stupid backwards-ass religious garbage. Fuck that.
Man, this motherfucker does it to me like nobody else. My blood just boils.
You need to do
his positions every last one of them. This is just a benign little clip from his fucking show, and it just sent me to the fucking moon. My blood pressure is probably fucking 280 over 390 right now.
But not only that,
I'm about to stroke out over this.
Let's listen to
dumb motherfucker.
But not only that.
Hold on,
Scott. Even these charities.
Okay.
Well, think about this. Even with these charities, they were still adopting people, even by their standards. Even those people that fit their standards are going to lose out too. So this is just a net loss for everyone. It makes no sense. Why not just adopt it to the best possible
Ben Shapiro
home?
Is a net loss for everyone. Let's be honest.
Okay, hold on, Paul. Okay. There's still more, so let's listen to more, because I want you to be even more triggered.
I don't think there's a difference between...
Ben is doing what he promised to do, triggering the libs right now.
...fathers and mothers, or males and females, and why have a Father's Day or a Mother's Day? Just have an unspecified legal guardian day.
That's the worst argument I've ever heard.
Unspecified.
Wait.
Oh, God.
So gay couples can't celebrate those holidays? That makes no sense. They already do, you
idiot.
What kind
of brain-dead Homer Simpson take is this?
You're not really a father or a mother because they're
together. Maybe we should have an unspecified guardian's day. How brilliant.
Stop writing this terrible fucking joke into the ground, dude. It would suck.
Why won't you just admit you hate children, Ben? You want them to be born to crackhead parents that won't take care of them. You want them to spend indefinite amounts of their childhood living in a Catholic fucking orphanage. Fuck me! Why don't you just admit you hate kids?
He loves them, Paul.
Or at least talk about their right to live in a loving home and not grow up to be total fucking drains on society, total brain dead morons like the ones that pay you for your coffee mugs.
I think you figured it out.
He's a mother and a father. Then yes, I think that it is perfectly fine and perfectly rational and in fact good to prefer all other things being equal, obviously. A male, female.
Which they're not, anyway.
What the fuck is good about a kid waiting for a family longer than he should because of your dumb little sex hang-ups? I don't like pee-pee going in butthole, so this little kid needs to sit over there with Sister Francine Dementia whipping their ass with a fucking ruler every goddamn day because you can't deal with the fact that men fuck men and women fuck women. Get over it, you fucking third grader!
Oh, I love it.
Paul,
love it.
Tell us how you really feel about
male
this,
couple.
Paul.
That's
how
I feel. Male or female, female couple or a single mom.
Oh, what else you got to say, man?
There is nothing, I think, remotely controversial about that in a social science sense. Now, again, that's all other things being equal. If you're talking about an abusive household where a male's abusing the female, as opposed to two males who are not abusing each other.
Like you give a shit.
If you're talking
like you give a shit. Oh, you care about abusive households, but not abusive foster care and abusive orphanages.
Okay.
Fuck me, man.
I don't think he's got anything else to say.
Somebody just flush this fucking idiot down the toilet already, please.
I love it.
You know what? If we flush Ben Shapiro down the toilet, he would fucking clog the toilet, dude. You know that.
Fucking disgusting. No, he's real tiny. Canker sore on fucking humanity.